Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the
work. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
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 Talk Radio. Your program is the Eldership of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful time on last evening at Mass, and I know God met you there. Hope and pray that all is well in your family circle and continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank you for allowing me in your work area. Thank you for allowing me into your living room space. Then I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway, as I first stated, with the old ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I just thank those that so graciously tune in on tonight. I know it is a short notice, but all in the same token, I just thank you so graciously, and may God richly bless you, you, and you. I want you to get you a good seat, get your Bibles, get your iPads, get your iPhones, get your laptops, and all your digital devices that you have at your disposal. And I want you to just go along with me and engaged in the service on tonight. And excuse me just momentarily, please. Thank you. Thank you so kindly. And as I first stated, I want you to just engage as we go into the Word of God. I'm not going to be before you long on tonight, because I know it's a short night remaining. And it's a lot of us that have to get up early in the morning, so I won't be before you too long. But I would like to right now to go down in prayer. We'd like to come across these airways acknowledging our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming Messiah. He's a native of Nazareth, and he's gone to prepare a place for you and I. Hallelujah. And so I'm just asking you, if you will, right now, to just bow your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge God at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together to unity once again, God, around this spectrum. Father God, we know, as I first stated, that this place is not our earthly home, but you have lying in wait, God, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are its builder and its architect, God. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continually to mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. I want to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of wisdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. To those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Lord, we be so mindful to give your name all the glory and all the praise, God. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so we're going to quickly go on into the Word of God. Like I first stated, I know time is already well spent. So we're going to go on into our program that's already in progression. Our title on this morning is A Holy Connection. I want to say that one more time. A Holy Connection. And we're going to take our first key scripture out of the law of Ephesians 5 and 15. And it reads this. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That scripture reading once again is coming out of the law of Ephesians 5 and 15. And you know, we have our digital devices. For the instance of our computer, we get on our computer on a day-to-day basis. And when you and I start our computer in the morning to begin our work, we know that all the cables have to be connected for the system to function. Hallelujah. And when we get into our cars in the morning, hallelujah, we know that the electrical and the fuel system connections, hallelujah, must be completed before the car will run efficiently. But we read in the law of Paul in his letter to the Ephesian church, he discusses another kind of connection. And Paul reminds you and I how dead we once were, hallelujah, in our own sin, until grace, hallelujah, and it was God's grace, his forgiving grace, saving grace that found a place in our heart for you and I. And when we lived in sin and transgression, our heart was as lifeless as an unconnected car battery. But we know that God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved you and I, hath quickened us together with Christ. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 2 and 4, down to the fifth verse. And we know in this world that we live in, as Americans, we could never have amounted to anything but out of a people connection. But we find out with God's grace, it brought about educators. It brought about scientists. It brought about astronauts. Hallelujah. It brought about Joint Chief of Staff. And we know that God's grace has saved you and I. And it still leaves you and I on. Right up until this very moment. This very hour. This very second of our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that Paul also tell us that where division once existed, that Jesus has broken down the barriers. And as Jesus Christ connected both the Jews and the Gentiles, Jesus Christ so connected the rich and the poor. He connected black and white. He connected the young and the old. God loved and he cared for you and I. And his love alone binds us together. As we move toward eternity, we find out that Paul's teaching gives us hope for a reconciled society. The joy is that he begins in you and in me. In his loving relationship, Jesus Christ has done away with hatred and suspicious, and has made peace within us. For through him, we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Father God. And we also know, we're going to read the second key scripture for this morning. Hallelujah. And it reads this. It says that by grace you have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of work, lest anyone should boast. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 2 and 8 through 9. And sometimes, hallelujah, we know that the way others live seems far more attractive. And we know that it is a 100-degree turn in the Christian walk than the worldly walk. And like I first stated, sometimes we have constituents, we have friends, colleagues, family members, different ones in our inner circle that lives seem more attractive than ours because we're living in two separate lives, two separate walks in life than our Christian walk. And that's where we become tempted to disobey God's command or even compromise our principles from His word. But we are called to live each day with self-discipline and spiritual discernment. The Apostle Paul once again says to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Ephesians 5 and 15. And we know that sometimes seems like the world is having such a good time, you know, with their fame and fortune. They can fly here, they can fly there. They got money, marble, and chalk. They got people at the every whim and bell and whistle. And it seemed like that living the life of Christ is quite dull. But I'd like to encourage you that the things of this world is only temporary. But when you're sold out, and you want to live your life in anew, want to spend the remaining of your life for the life of Christ, only what you and I do for Christ down here on planet Earth would matter in the end. We'll determine yours and mine and ours' destination. It's not the amount of money, it's not the fortune or the fame, but it's only what you and I do for Christ we'll ask. When we stand before that great white throne of judgment, when God will open up those books, God said that that will be a book, the book of life. And there will be the 66 books. You and I will be judged on the life that we have led down here on planet Earth. So just know that there will be a rewind of our life. On that historical day, God will open up the books of our life and read it before all the world to see. And the things that you've done in this life that didn't include God will not matter in your life on that day, because there will be no time to make up. Once you stand before the judgment seat, God has the final analysis of where you will spend eternity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to ask the Lord for His help so that we will see, hallelujah, situations through His eyes and make wise choices as we obey Him and stay within His limits. we will find true joy and lasting satisfaction. And we know that living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this the pathway of blessings for me. The wise know God's limit. The fool knows no bounds. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also were talking about the book of Proverbs, and it fills us with comparison that point us toward the right pathway in life. Because we know that the book purpose is to give the reader knowledge and wisdom based on the fear of the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Proverbs 1 and 2 through 7. And it's not surprising to find statements saying that this is better than that. In Proverbs 16, we read that it is better to get wisdom than gold or silver. Verse 16, better to humble among the poor than to be proud among the wealthy. Verse 19, better to control our temper than to rule a city. Verse 32, some people have the ability to be both wise and wealthy. But when faced, hallelujah, with the ability to be both wise and wealthy, hallelujah, then Proverbs say wisdom is the better alternative. And as we read the book of Proverbs, let's look for those signs that say this is better when God's word shapes our thinking and guides our choices. We'll discover that this way is always better. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Not what we have, but what we use. Not what we see, but what we choose. There are the things that are more or blessed. The sums of human happiness. A little wisdom is better than a lot of wealth. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to demagnetize your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old Triple Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the old Triple Zion. You can send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We will now change the dynamics of this program. We will now turn it into the hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and to encourage your heart. Hallelujah. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Listen up now for hymns of Zion. Till we meet again. Bye for now.
what you're already in here now. If God has delivered you from anything, get up on your feet right now. Bring it out. Now, in order to participate, you need a little room. Tell your neighbor, I need a little room, little room, little room, little room, little room, little room. If you need to move on out in the aisle, the aisle belongs to you. Bring it down from that end. Now, when I count to three, Atlanta, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to clap like you're from Durham, North Carolina, outside the county line. How many don't have a problem giving God some praise with your hands? Here we go, Atlanta. One, two, three.
Yeah.